Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back. Pull out your phone. Maybe you're listening to me on your phone right now. Maybe you're wondering, should I text him? Should I not text him? What should I text him? Well, I'm gonna give you some sexy texts today. That's right, sexy texts. Now, sexy doesn't necessarily mean sexually explicit, okay? This is one of those areas that I really have to explain a little bit about because I think a lot of people think that sexy means sexual. Sexy means hinting at sex, implying the sexuality, not overtly stating it. Because otherwise it would have been called 9 sexual texts that men can't resist. Now, I'm not talking about sexting here. If you're familiar with the term sexting, which is where you send either nudie pictures of yourself or you send very explicit terminology as to what you and the man in your life want to do. No, I'm talking about being a bit of a tease. That's right. See, just recently I watched a keynote address from a major technology company, one that has a certain kind of fruit in their name, hint, hint, and it's not orange. They were going all in on technology related to messaging and texting. Everything they were adding in their new cell phones this year was related to making it easier to communicate using text. You know, you can pop in a tiny emoji into any message almost at will. You can handwrite things on the screen. You can send little handwritten notes, right, basically with your finger on the screen so it looks like a personal handwritten note. You know, obviously texting is here to stay. And now, more than ever, people are using texting for everything from ordering food to emergency therapy sessions. And no, I'm not kidding about that last one. If there's one topic I get questions about, it's about how to text men to get them to respond to you. Because we all have worries about texting, right? There's so many worries that women have about their relationships to begin with. Is he bored of me? Is he in contact with other women? How do I get his interest and attention? How do I keep that attention once I get it? Does he think I'm too easy? Am I too available? And of course, all of those worries can be related right back to texting, right? So let's start off by starting with the 3 types of texts that all men want to get from you, all right? Texting type number 1 is teasing. And I was talking about this before because teasing texts work. They work the best for many reasons. First of all, men are incredibly simple. If you can accept this fact up front, men want the attention and interest of all women, not just one. Now, don't let that scare you, okay? This doesn't mean that he's not capable of commitment or that he's going to be unfaithful to you. It simply means that he is wired in a certain way, and all the judgy thoughts in the universe don't change that. It's not right or wrong. It just is. This is the way men are built. I mean, men could just as easily look back at women and say, "What? It's crazy. They only want one guy's focus all the time. Doesn't that seem a little bit neurotic? A little bit, I don't know, OCD? A little crazy? They kind of like stalkers?" Well, no, you don't. And we know that, right? So if you can accept this reversal of this particular nuance of men, if you can accept that this is a desire of men that you're not going to change and it's there and it's there to stay, you'll understand why letting him know too soon and too easily that you like him is just a bad idea all around, okay? And I'll get into that when we start covering some of these texts you can actually send him. Texting type number 2 is validating. These texts are the ones that validate him as a man. They get him to sit up and pay attention simply by stroking his ego. He said stroking. The trick to using this kind of text is that it doesn't work if he thinks you're just kissing his butt or if you're just trying to use empty flattery to win him over. Well, okay, truth be told, he might let 1 or 2 of those get by, but he will definitely catch on that they're just being, well, you're just using him manipulatively, okay? He knows underneath what's going on. He wants to go along with it because he wants the benefit of the little nasty, the sexual, the horizontal bop, but at the same time, he knows what's going on. You have to know how to do it convincingly when you validate and give him that attention. And with the right amount of doubt, that'll make him sit up and pay attention to you. Now, I'll explain what that doubt factor is in just a bit. Texting type number 3 is erotic fantasy. Okay? And this is the one that's pretty obvious. It's what a lot of women jump to right off the bat. It's very obvious. It has anything basically to do with being sexual. And it usually hints at getting down and dirty with him. Now, I have a particular way that you should be doing this one as well. Again, most women get a bit too naughty in their texts. I mean, too naughty, T-double-O. And you can run the risk of actually turning them off, or worse, just plain boring them. Now I'll show you how to handle this in the text that I'm going to show you in a second. Now keep in mind, I'm not talking about sexting again, okay? We're not sending explicit photos, we're not sending explicit messages or horn dog scenarios. A lot of women think that this is a requirement and nothing could be further from the truth. Now you'll notice that I didn't say make him laugh as one of those texting types. And the reason for this is simple. I've seen this advice given all over the place, by the way. Most attempts at humor in texting fall flat unless you really know what you're doing. And I mean, you got to practically be a stand-up comedian to understand how to do this effectively. I always recommend that women avoid trying to be funny. I even recommend to guys to try to avoid it because most often they're not too socially calibrated, let's just say. And you don't need to be funny in order to get him interested in your text. It does help, and I'll tell you more about that in a future article, in a future podcast, but for now, you can totally skip it and totally get away with it. And it rarely makes him all that much more interested in you, but fun to be with is the real thing that you want to communicate to him with your texting. Okay, now, I'm going to give you 9 sexy texts that work in each of these categories. You'll be able to choose and use each one of these right away, so you never have to worry about how he's going to respond to you. Psst, he's going to love them, okay? And these texts are designed to be sexy without being sexually explicit. And I'll explain as we go why you don't need to go that far. I'm also going to give you a little understanding of how and why they work on a man to give you what you need from him. Teasing texts make him pay attention with a little curiosity. Teasing texts also hint that you're a shy girl, and every guy has that fantasy of unleashing your inner tigress from inside that cool librarian act, right? So here's text number 1. I think I'm liking that shirt on you. Now, when do you send this one? Send it anytime after the first date, okay? And why does it work? Well, men almost never get good compliments on their clothes, mostly because most guys don't really have good fashion sense. But besides that, he will love to hear that you dig his appearance. And it's also just a very generic way of complimenting him. It's small, it's subtle, and it lifts him up. But it also is just light enough that he might wonder if you're really into him. It's indirect, and he'll want to know if there's some more meaning underneath that text. Text number 2. Kind of cold under the blankets. Sec, while I put on some clothes. Now, sec meaning S-E-C, as in, give me a second, and you can spell that out. Kind of cold under the blankets, give me a second while I put on some clothes. This one's a really good one. When do you send it? After you've been out on a date and there is obvious chemistry between you two. Why it works? Duh, because it hints at you being naked. This text will work wonders for you based on just the subtle sexual hint that it's carrying. Guys love the titillation factor of this one, okay? You're not being sexual. You're not even really being sexy. You're just kind of putting it out there that, you know what? You're texting somebody who might not be wearing clothes. One note, all right? If he starts replying back and he starts getting too sexual for you based on what you sent, then you've also got a good indication of where his mind is and where he's headed. And if it's too much, simply don't respond for a few hours. Some guys aren't very well calibrated. They may misread this and think, oh, game on, dude. I'm going to be booty calling that one. No. All right. Some guys are just idiots that way. If he gets too much, if he gets to be too sexual, just don't respond for a few hours. Then wait and then pick it up on a more serious note. He'll probably get the hint, but then again, who knows, all right? If not, he's an idiot or he's too much of a horn dog, in which case, well, it tells you a little bit about where he's coming from. Now, mind you, this text should not be used for brand new relationships, but anytime after you sense that he is actually into you, that's fine, all right? It's a little bit of a tease and it works just right. Text number 3 is this. Step 1, you tell me how bad you want me and why. Then you send another text about 3 seconds later that says, step 2, if your answer is good enough, we move on to step 3. Okay, got that one? So you send them the step 1 and then the step 2, and then it's kind of hinting that the step 3 is, well, a whole lot of fun. Now, when do you send this particular text? Anytime just before or after you get intimate with them. It's better if it's before, though, because you want to lead up and you want to build up the main event. Why does it work? It's commanding. All right, it's kind of telling him what to do a little bit. This is one of those slightly bitchy texts that commands him to prove himself a little bit to you. And if you think you've got the moxie and you've got his desire, well, this is a good one to let fly. There's a bonus here. Don't text him back for at least an hour or two after he responds to it. leave them hanging for a little while. This really works well. And this is the only time I'm saying, you know what, it's okay to kind of withhold a response. And it's not really manipulation, all right? Because there's any number of reasons why you couldn't get back to the text. Don't intentionally just like put the phone there and then sit there for 30 minutes to an hour, you know, drumming your fingers on the table. Oh, God, I can't wait to respond to him. I'm just going to wait here. No, you literally go off and do something that you can enjoy. Go watch a TV show, go to the gym. Then when you get back, you can reply to him. Be legitimately busy, okay? That's what I'm trying to say here. Don't be one of those people. Validating texts. Okay, this is the next type of text. Text number 4 is, I think I saw the barista checking you out. Now, when do you send this one? 2 or more dates in. At least 2 or more dates in. Preferably after you've been somewhere that he would obviously have been seen by other women, or, you know, you can just change up the details. Barista could be anything. I think the girl who took our order was checking you out. Whatever. Why does it work? Several reasons. Obviously, reason number 1, it's a small boost to his ego to think another woman was checking him out. Most guys are oblivious to this in the world. Reason number 2 is it makes him notice that you're not an obviously insecure type. Well, at least not at first. If you're secure in yourself enough to comment on that and let him know you saw someone checking him out, especially in good humor, make sure it sounds like you're having fun with it. Well, that speaks volumes to him. It tells him that you're a relaxed, cool person. Most women would be, I saw that bitch checking you out. I'm gonna kick her ass. Yeah. If you want to do this, I mean, you got to do it with an edge of being a cool chick. That's what every guy wants. Now, if you ever want to have some fun, just change the person in question in this particular text to a guy. Yeah, hilarity will ensue. In other words, you'd say something along the lines of, I think I saw that dude at the bar checking you out. You must have a hot butt, something like that. Text number 5, OMG, that was amazing. OMG, that was amazing. You can also send a more specific or more explicit version of the same text that was something like, OMG, you were amazing last night. That's another way of saying it. When do you send this one? Well, of course, after you've had sex for the first time, or maybe the second time, I don't know. Why does it work? He needs to know he's competent in the sack. That's his greatest insecurity. And it's a big reason why a lot of guys actually don't follow up on a relationship with a woman after they've slept with her. You may have wondered about this, and it's actually true that a lot of guys can get freaked out about their sexual performance to the point where they're like, they'll turn a woman into a one-night stand who they would have gladly kept dating only because of their own insecurities. Now, you might wonder if you want to send something like this if he wasn't all that good in the bedroom, right? And the answer is maybe. If you're not going to keep seeing this guy, or if you were just test driving him, let him think he was at least okay in the bed, okay? But don't ever reward poor performance with cheers and accolades. Meaning, if he was neutral, if he was like 5 or 6 out of 10, let it go. But if he was like a 3 or 4, don't hurt your sisters, okay? Don't let them have to suffer for what this guy is obviously going to do in the future. Maybe let him in on, hey, you might want to read a few books by Masters and Johnson. Learn a few techniques, dude. Text number 6, out. Out. That's capital O-U-T, exclamation point, capital O-U-T, exclamation point. And then he's going to respond back with what, or question mark, or what did I do? You send back, get out of my head. You've been in here all day. It's really cute. When do you send that one? After you've had a few dates, late in the day. And why does it work? Curiosity. Keeping him curious is a great way to keep him engaged in seeing you as being a fun person. When you can keep a guy guessing, you're giving him the best kind of challenge. All right, last type, number 3, are the erotic fantasy texts. Now remember, you don't need to get crude or vulgar ever when texting. There's a lot of people who tell you that you do, and that they're all trying to be cutesy, trying to appeal to the little cutesy college girls who just go and be all so slutty. You don't need to do that. Even college girls don't need to do that. The ones that are more successful are the ones who, frankly, don't get all that slutty. Now, that's a lot of bad advice. There's a lot of bad advice out there that others might promote, but I'm going to give it to you straight up. Sexy does not mean sexual. It means to hint at it. And that's where we bring up text number 7. I had a naughty dream last night, and you were in me. And then you send a follow-up text right away that says, whoops, I meant in it. Okay, get it? I had a naughty dream last night, and you were in me. Then you send a text right after saying, oops, I meant in it, in the dream. Now, when do you send that one? Again, anytime just before or after you start getting sexually intimate. Now, why does this one work? Well, the old Freudian slip, right? It's a great way to get dirty without compromising your dignity or your femininity. Use it when you want to hint him into going in that direction, or if you're afraid he's losing interest in the conversation. Text number 8, want to play a game with me? When do you send it? Anytime. Why does it work? Again, curiosity, right? I like this one because you can take it almost anywhere. Want to play a game with me? And then you can fire back, answer this question, or you can tell him to meet you somewhere. You can literally take it anywhere. You can go into playful questions and even into the naughty zone. Now, I highly recommend having a few good truth or dare-ish type questions. Use the power questions I give to you in my programs. I talk a lot about the power questions and how to use them. Text number 9. When did you last take care of yourself? The ellipsis. So when did you last take care of yourself? When do you send this one? Okay, anytime after the intimacy is all but a done deal. Why does it work? It's provocatively erotic to talk about your solo sex habits. You see, guys are a little bit bashful about their me time, which makes it a great place to kick off an out-of-the-blue text conversation like this. And it'll also give you a bit of a dominating presence to the sexual energy, all right, which is a huge turn-on for a lot of guys. Another bonus you can send is something like, did you think about me when you did? With a question mark on it. And even if he didn't, he'll probably say yes. And then the next time, guess what? He will. Now, you can take any one of those texts I just gave you and to help you, you can just juice it up, you can tone it up, or you can tone it down. But keep in mind that there are just those 3 flirting levels with guys, okay? There's 3 levels of flirting with guys. The first level is subtle. This is where it's hard to pick up, and it can actually qualify as teasing him or giving him a hard time. If you don't know him well, always err to the side of being too subtle. If he's missing your hints, then of course, dial it up a notch or two. The next level is obvious. He won't miss these signals of interest from you. You go to this level when he's flirting back or he's showing clear signs of interest in you. When he does that, or until he does that rather, don't get too obvious with him too soon or he'll think you're too easy and he's going to lose interest. So you have to kind of calibrate. If you think he likes you already, then stay subtle. It's a lot more fun. And then when you know that that's kind of out and out of the bag, you can be more obvious with it, but always to a lesser degree. And then the final level of teasing is, of course, sexual. Not just sexy, sexual. Not only will he not miss these particular hints, he's probably going to respond with the most interest of all towards them, which might confuse you because you're going to think, but Carlos, you said I should be doing it the other way. If I'm getting responses, shouldn't I be doing what works? There's a certain amount of working that's going on behind the scenes when you're at the subtle level, and that's what you need to capitalize on. So yes, he's going to respond with the most interest there, but that's only if you've done the right amount of driving the sexual tension up through the roof before you get to that point. Sexual doesn't work if you haven't done the subtle or the slightly obvious ones. All right, there you go. There is I just gave you a total class in how to text dudes. What? This guy is great. Carlos is awesome. I want you to get a t-shirt that says Carlos is awesome on it. And while you're at it, if you want to know how more awesome I can be for you, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/true romance. That's true romance. One word, TRUERomance. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/true romance and read about a very affordable, very cool little program that'll help you get the kind of romance you want. I'm not going to tell you anything more. I think you need to go on over and do it. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/true romance. This is Carlos. We'll be talking again soon. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.